friends of crippled children. You are participating in the finest birthday present which you could possibly give me. And at the same time, you are participating in birthday presents to many thousands of children in every part of the country. Because devoted volunteers who have worked for the success of the parties tonight are numbered by the tens of thousands, I cannot, I regret, make personal acknowledgement to each and every one of my appreciation of their unselfish services. I take this occasion, therefore, to thank you all, and in addition to thank the many thousands of others who have written and telegraphed me in the past few days. Through national effort on a national scale, we shall hope in the days to come to decrease the probability of future floods and similar disasters. And in the meantime, we propose thoroughly and effectively to meet this emergency of today. The problem of infantile paralysis is not in the same sense an immediate emergency. It is with us every one of the 365 days of the year. It is an insidious and a perfidious foe. It lurks in unexpected places, and its special prey is little children. It may appear in epidemic form in any year and in any community. May I tell you a little history? As most of you know, the Warm Springs Foundation undertook treatment and investigation of infantile paralysis in a very small way back in 1927. And the first birthday parties were held 3 years ago, on January 30th, 1934. The proceeds from the parties of that year were used in part for necessary equipment at Warm Springs, in part for taking care of patients from every section of the country who could not afford the cost of treatment, and in part in studying the whole national problem of infantile paralysis. But as this study developed 3 years ago, we came to the conclusion that the work of the Warm Springs Foundation ought to concern itself far more with the broad national problem of infantile paralysis than with the work of taking care of only a few hundred children each year at Warm Springs, with its necessarily limited accommodations. Therefore, with the birthday parties on January 30th, 1935, and in 1936, the proceeds from these parties in thousands of communities were devoted, and in 1937 will again be devoted, not to the work at Warm Springs, but to the broader national problem of infantile paralysis. 70% of all the money that has been raised has gone and goes to the care of children crippled by infantile paralysis within their own communities. A committee of doctors and of leading citizens determines how best that money shall be spent in each community. And with that determination, Warm Springs has nothing to do. The other 30% of the proceeds goes primarily to two objectives. The first is research. Through a special research commission, with the help of a medical advisory committee, outright grants for nearly $300,000 have been made to about 15 of the leading research laboratories scattered through the country. Much has been learned and much has been accomplished. And while it is too early to say that infantile paralysis in its epidemic form can be stopped, we hope that through new methods we can soon arrive at a substantial decrease in the numbers of children who become infected. And we believe that we are on the right track. The second function has taken the form of establishing a central office of coordination. Each year, in fact, each month, there come thousands of letters from every part of the country, from parents of children who have recently been stricken, or from the parents of children who were attacked and crippled years ago by infantile paralysis. When the individual case is brought to the attention of this office of coordination, it is carefully checked and sent to an orthopedic surgeon or an orthopedic hospital or a nursing service or a clinic or a state society for the handicapped, and some kind of help is obtained. perhaps an operation or a new wheelchair or a new brace or a new corset. In many cases, good advice or a careful medical examination give helpful results. You will see, therefore, that the Foundation has been putting the care of infantile paralysis and the research into its causes on a national basis for the first time. The expense of research and of the national coordination of these cases entirely absorbs the 30% of the proceeds of these birthday parties. You, my friends, are giving tremendous help, not only to the crippled children of your own community, but also to the fight against the continuance of infantile paralysis in the days to come throughout the United States. That work with your help is going on. It will not cease until someday the disease itself is brought under control and proper aid has been rendered to all who need it. I wish much that some physical way might be found for me to come in person to each and every one of your parties tonight. I am with you in spirit, and I hope you are having a splendid time at the party that you are attending. I am grateful to you for the fine work that you are doing, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States, who has spoken to you from the White House on this, his 55th birthday.